Thanks for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Morgan. My name is Jane Chavez, and I was just talking to the other girl, and I'm having – I just realized that somebody's been – or there's $56.95 being taken out of my account, and I have no idea why, and I just noticed it now, and then I'm going back in my account now, and, yeah, there is. I never okayed anything. I don't even know what this is for.
Yes, ma'am. What was your first and last name?
First name is Jane Chavez, C-H-A-V-E-S.
What was the mailing address?
242 Walden Court, East Mauritius, New York, 11940.
Yes, and so it looks like this is for a sleep tech style center for an iPad that would have started a subscription to our Factory Direct Savings Store, where there would have been a $125 gift card that was emailed
now,
to the
I don't even know how that happens. Sometimes I didn't even remember doing this or getting into anything. Cancel it. I don't want it. I really wish I could have all my money back. Can I have the money back that you just that was just taken out of my account?
Do you recall doing the $7.95 entry fee, or are you familiar with the email address jmabc926.jc@gmail.com?
Yes, that's me.
And a phone number of 631-790-1374?
That is me.
Yes, Evan. Could anyone in your household have entered the contest?
I don't even know why I would do that. I probably thought I was just, I probably canceled it before everything went through. Because once I realized that somebody's looking for money, you know, and then it's like, no, I don't want to do this. And I just go off and I don't do it. I have my own iPads. I don't need an iPad. I don't have anything to do with it. I don't know anything about this.
Yes, ma'am. So it doesn't look like anything was canceled, and it looks like it was done with that email address and that phone number. If you're sure that you or no one in your household could have entered that contest, we can submit this as a claim for fraud.
Well, I really don't know. I'm the only one that really goes on my phone. I do a lot of work on my phone. I don't even use my other computer as much as I use my phone. So unless somebody knows my stuff, you know, I might have just been checking something out online. You know, there's always that whatever, and then all of a sudden they want money, and it's like I always, no, I'm not doing that. Because I don't need anything. I don't need an iPad. I don't need another phone. I don't need anything like that. So I wouldn't have okayed that for anything. I got stuck like this once before. I ordered something from a magazine, and the next thing I knew, I was paying a monthly fee for it, and it was like, no, I don't want that.
Yes,
I don't care about the, you know, the other money's gone already, but this $56 that was just taken out, I would like that back because I'm just realizing that this is what's coming out of my account.
Yes, so like I said, it does match up with that email address, that phone number, and even the mailing address. We can go ahead and cancel this account for any future billings. If you don't want to submit it as a claim for fraud, we can issue it as a partial refund for 35%.
I do want it back. I do, because I had no clue. You know, I don't know how these companies get away with this. I would never even join anything like that. Anything that's going to come out of my, especially $56, the day and times that we live in. I live on a fixed income, and now I'm out almost $60 and just realizing it. So, please, I don't want it anymore. Done, fini. And
yes,
I would some
so-
of my money... It's not your fault, but I wouldn't
yes,
do that.
So I did go ahead and cancel this account. Like I said, that does stop any further billings. I can issue a partial refund for 50%.
I would like that. I would appreciate that.
It takes 3 to 5 business days for that to post. Would you like the cancellation number?
Yes.
That's going to be C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
2608.
Right. 78. Wait. C26
08 78.
Okay.
386.
Okay. And that's it?
That's it.
Okay. And what company is this?
So we're a third-party call center.
A third-party call center. And what is the company? What is it?
So, like I said, this was for the contest that was entered for an iPad. It would have started a subscription to our Factory Direct savings store.
And what's the name of it? That's what it's called, Factory Direct?
That's correct.
Okay.
There also would have been the email that was sent to the JM ABC
okay.
email. It
would
have had a link to that website.
Do you have a number to Factory Direct?
This is the number to call for customer support.
But there is no a call just to the place itself?
No, you would have to call this number.
Oh, boy. I think this is kind of scammy, don't you think?
Yes, I would offer you to have it submitted as a claim for fraud.
Yeah. And I think this is kind of scary. You should really, they should be paying me back half of for the past how many months already since February. This is ridiculous. I can't believe it. That's a scam and a half.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
So if you did sign up, even if it was accidental, that would still make it a valid charge because we did send emails verifying the charges.
Hmm. Where were they sent to?
jmabc926.jc@gmail.com.
Can I ask you a personal question? Do you sit and check every email that you get?
If I receive them, yes. I have my email notifications turned on, so yes, I do check my emails frequently.
All right. Just cancel the damn thing, okay? Thank you.
Thanks for my customer support. Have a great day.